Okay, I have one injury update. Andrew Decco suffered a concussion yesterday's practice, so he was out today. With that, I'll take your questions. Well, CJ is one of those players you like to talk about that grow, you know, from year one to two, and you know, you see the growth from last year. He's very consistent. He's stronger, better understanding of the defense. He's, you know, really fits our Okie package, and I like the improvement he has in the inside of Russian subs. So, excellent piano player. I mean, actually, I know it's his third year, but he's growing each year. And he's definitely someone that I would see have more playing time this year.
Who are you looking for on Thursday, Mike? What would satisfy you?
Thursday? Well, there's a number of things. I mean, obviously, you always go out to win the game. But I want to see the first group play the whole first half. And maybe we might even add a couple combinations to that. We'll see how practice goes tomorrow. And then really the second half is opportunity for a lot of individuals and to give us more information on the evaluation. So, very good football team, playing very well. Been impressed with the Bengals, you know, did last year, watching their last year tape, and primarily focusing on their two preseason games for our preparation for our team. So, it'll be an excellent challenge. Be on the road, which will be good for us because we won't be on the road, you know, for 4 weeks after this game. So. I mean, there'll be a lot that will come out of this game.
Mike, do you feel like you're getting healthier? I mean, I know you still have 13 guys out, but two of them are starting.
Well, I mean, statistically speaking, this is the healthiest we've been in quite some time, and I think our practices the last 2 days have reflected that. The tempo has been outstanding. The quality of work, I thought it's picked up. So, and I'm sure that's for a number of different reasons, but yes, we're getting healthier.
Mike, usually when you have a back like Benson, you have a whole off season to kind of evaluate who he is and like, you know, what he does best. Does he have to fit into what you're doing at this point, or are there things you're going to be able to do to have him, you know, be successful?
Well, Cedric Benson is an extremely productive player. I mean, just you look at his last three seasons, and it's very important, in my opinion, as an offensive coordinator. And philosophically, to have a system that tailors to any of your players' needs. So we don't have to change anything, and Cedric doesn't have to change anything that he does for him to fit into our offense. Now, his adjustment is clearly, you know, it's a new language because he hasn't played in a system that has similar verbiage to ours. So there is an adjustment. He spends a lot of time with Aaron. Spends a lot of time with obviously his position coach Alex Van Pelt. John Kuhn's doing a great job with him. So it's just that's the transition. We have plenty of scheme for Cedric Benson to fit in.
They're starting to run out of practices here for some of those PUP guys, Zombo and Corliss and Sherrod. Do you think there's any chance you might have those practice?
I mean. You got to understand the process. I mean, you have a couple different elements. I mean, you have a medical staff that by nature is conservative, and probably this year more conservative than other years, in my opinion. You know, you have these guys that are trying to get back out there. So, and when them two worlds come together, you know, decisions are made. So, I think all three of those guys will be at the wire. I mean, you could definitely project that it'll go into the regular season. But, you know, they're all individual cases. And, you know, I wouldn't stop one for coming back because I think all three of those guys can compete for a spot on our 53.